Hello, it's Father Jim. Next Sunday is the third Sunday in Lent. And we're going to sit for a while by the well, John chapter 4, with the lady. Our Lord was exhausted. And when Israel was called out of Egypt into the desert, they were thirsty, couldn't find the right oasis, and complained like mad. So they were exhausted. So, I'm really wanting to speak to anyone who's feeling exhausted at the moment. Let's plonk ourselves by the well and be with the Lord. An amazing thing happened. He sent his friends into the town to get the 11s, whether they ordered a Big Mac or something. And while he was there, the lady comes up. By the way, she was a Samaritan. And our Lord started the conversation, if you please, by presenting himself as a thirsty one. How courteous. He could have said to the lady, I'm the source of living waters. You open your mouth and down it goes. You're the thirsty one. But our Lord always presented himself as the weak one, the poor one. I'm the thirsty one. I'm in need. And the woman really should have slapped his face. This Jew talking to a Samaritan, very forward. Even the apostles, when they came back, were rather surprised. And our Lord points out, look, it wouldn't be me asking you, you'd asking me, and I'd give you water. She said, you haven't got a bucket. Our Lord points out, you'll pick up this water and you'll come back for more at 4 o'clock, because it will go in one orifice and out of the other. But the water I will give you will turn you into a spring, a well, bubbling up. And I think he was talking about the subconscious. We're all sitting on an infinite resource of energy. But often we aren't in touch with it because we don't put wells down. I mean, there are some toilets where you can say, glory be to the Father, and flush the toilet again. But there are others in France. You've got to say a decade of the rosary before you, because there's nothing bubbling up. And generous people are always giving rather than receiving. So exhaustion is a terrible problem for anyone who's generous. People have a right to receive from our fullness, not just from the stain at the bottom of our emergency tank. And often people are too busy, if they come to a gas station, to fill up the whole petrol tank and fill up the emergency tank as well, because they're in such a hurry, so they only put in a litre of gas. And then anxious whether they've got enough energy, fuel on board to get to the next gas station. Sometimes we've just got to stop. Some people live their lives without brakes. I mean, when a car goes for its test, usually the first thing they test is the brakes, not the accelerator. And some people live life dangerously without any brakes at all. Our Lord knew when to stop his work. No sick calls till 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm with Martha, Mary and Lazarus having dinner tonight. I'm up the mountain, being refreshed. So, the conversation carries on and the lady's fascinated. And eventually, our Lord says, the one who's speaking to you, I am, which in John's Gospel is the most precious two words there are, I am. Then the apostles come back, you see, and say, have a bite. Have a Mac. Have some 11s. Arnold says, no thanks, I'm not hungry now. And the amazing thing is that that conversation refreshed him. And so it's very important in all the work we do to make sure that people we care for refresh us. It's very arrogant to think we're the only refreshment centre around the world. When I was first ordained, I had this arrogant idea I was going to do everyone good. And then now, when people come to see me, I say to myself, how is it the sister of the Lord, how is it the brother of the Lord should come and see me? And if one has that attitude, you'll be feeding on the wing all the time, so that it'll be from your fullness people receive, and not from your emptiness. Amen.